that can be a chest of drawers, an armoire, or a wardrobe.
Okay.
Is that what we're talking about?
A thing in the bedroom with doors.
The armoire is,
it's the same thing as a wardrobe.
Okay. Tall. You can hang clothes.
Right.
Up in it.
Right.
Okay. And where do you hang your clothes?
In a closet.
Most of the time. See, a lot of this really goes way back to the old.
Well, they didn't have closets,
you know,
a long time ago.
Right. So, I mean, really.
You know, what's going to happen is people aren't going to know these terms anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just aren't. Unless you've lived in an old house,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to know what an armoire is, or a wardrobe, or chest on chest, or a linen press. You just aren't going to know what those
mm-hmm.
are.
What are those?
You mean what are
chest on a chest?
A chest on chest is a chest that separates. You know, it really is two chests, and one is on top of the other, and they have drawers in them.
Mm-hmm.
And a linen press, you want to know what that
mm-hmm.
is? A linen press has drawers in the bottom, and then it has a chest on top with doors that open with drawers that pull out.
Okay.
You want definition?
Great, sure. Yeah. Because otherwise I have lots of words that I don't know if
and
necessarily.
And you store linens in the linen press.
Okay. Right, well,
and you can have a bachelor's chest, too. Did you want that one?
Yeah, what's that?
A bachelor's chest is usually a man's chest, and it has, it normally does not sit up on any legs. It goes to the floor, and it has doors that you open, and then it'll have a space in there for hats, and it has rather shallow drawers in it that open, that can store shirts and other things like that.
Hmm. Okay.
You never seen a bachelor's chair?
I don't think so.
Well, it really does. It has a little place for hats and
mm-hmm.
stuff like
mm-hmm.
that.
Something sort of like a wardrobe.
More like a chest of drawers, but with doors on it.
Okay.
Okay, that's a bachelor's chair.
Okay. Good. Now, that's the whole point, to see how people today, you know about all these old terms, different
well, you know, I think you,
types
you
of things.
Well, that would make a, I think that would make a difference in what, it'd probably even go beyond beyond economic, class or whatever, to know some of these terms. And I know specifically, like if you live in a house like this, you're not going to have room. You still have the space for
mm-hmm.
That type of thing. But I'm recently divorced and lived in an old house downtown and grew up in old houses. And you have the space to put this type of thing, and And it looks good in a house like that. It looks comfortable
mm-hmm.
there. And you would use, different terminology.
Mm-hmm.
Like before I moved over here, I had never had a carpet before. Ever. You know? I'd always had hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the